Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 22 through 33, and the Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Lamentations, the third chapter. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. Let him sit alone in silence when it is laid on him. Let him put his mouth in the dust, there may yet be hope. Let him give his cheek to the one who strikes, and let him be filled with insults. For the Lord will not cast off forever, but though he cause grief, he will have compassion, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he does not afflict from his heart, or grieve the children of men. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
The Lord is good to those who wait for him. How does this square with that other favorite Bible passage? The Lord helps those who help themselves. It doesn't. Helping yourself is the opposite of waiting. And the Lord helps those who help themselves is not in the Bible and cannot be reconciled with this scripture. Wait for the Lord. Wait for the Lord is really a fine shorthand for the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's like signs that are put out at the entrance to the restaurants. Someone will seat you. You will be served. By this Lord, you will be saved. He will forgive your sins. He will rescue you from death and the devil. He will give eternal salvation to you. And Christ promises, in fact, to turn our sorrow into joy. What's more, yesterday's gospel promised that our wait for this will only be a little while. And that's the reason that God helps those who help themselves is not harmless advice. It is the call to abandon faith, to break your confirmation vows, to deny your baptism, to spit and trample on the name of Christ and his cross, maybe even. Do not be deceived. Rather, like St. Peter urges, remain sojourners and exiles in this world, because our citizenship is in heaven. And here we have no lasting city. Wait for the Lord, even if your mouth is in the dust. Truly, truly, Jesus said, you will weep and you will lament, all while the world rejoices. It laughs when we weep and it scoffs at our gladness. And we feel deeply that we are strangers here, as Christ said that we would be. But that means that our temptation is to soften that strangeness, to compromise our confession so we won't appear so foolish in this world's eyes, to help ourselves by cutting a truce with the world's falsehoods. And all they're asking for is our love, right? All they're asking for is that we would trust in them and in the things that they trust. And if not these, well, then our fear of being left out or of their threats. But that's to say that the world demands our loyalty. That is to say that the world is demanding our very faith. Against that pressure, know that it is a gracious thing in the sight of your God when you endure sorrows while suffering unjustly. Or as Jeremiah said, it is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. This week's collect that we'll be praying goes like this. Almighty God, you show those in error the light of your truth so that they may return to the way of righteousness. Grant faithfulness to all who are admitted into the fellowship of Christ's church, that they may avoid whatever is contrary to their confession and follow all such things as are pleasing to you through Jesus Christ our Lord. You can see that this is a prayer about Christians who are baptized or who are confirmed and are received into the church, but it is also a prayer for those who have fallen away, but a prayer for those before they have fallen away so that they might not fall away also. The one sure way to make peace with the world is to abandon the gospel. Stay away from the fellowship of God's word and indulge in the passions of your flesh rather than endure the war that they wage against your soul. Affirm and even join the dishonorable conduct of Gentiles so that they stop speaking against you as evildoers. Do any of that and you may relieve some of the sorrow of this little while. But in so doing, you would lose the Lord and his joy that never end. Here, dear Christians, we bear the cross. Here, we bear the cross because we are those who bear the name of Christ, who willingly endured his cross for our salvation. And under such fire, we might say, my endurance has perished, so has my hope from the Lord. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. It is good for us that we bear the cross. Let us sit alone in silence when it is laid on us. Let us put our mouth into the dust and give our cheek to the ones who strike us, and let us be filled full with insults. For the Lord will not cast off forever. Though he cause grief, he will have compassion. The Lord is good to those who wait for him. And it is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Wait for the Lord. Do not give up. Address your lamentation to him and put your hope again in him. For after the first little while came the third day, and with it came peace that this world cannot give. And now, after this little while that we are in now, we expect the resurrection of the dead. So this we call to mind, and therefore we have hope. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
To say so will bring you nothing but trouble. They might even kill you for it. But you once vowed that you would never fall away for anything less than that, right? And that was right. To call to mind the steadfast love of the Lord and to call to mind his resurrection is to find gladness. It is to be steeled for martyrdom, for a life of waiting on the Lord and yet in hope. For what is the worst that can happen to us, dear friends? That we die? Jesus lives, and we expect the resurrection of the dead. So wait, I say, for the Lord. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.